The following is the lecture given by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami, recorded on 26 January 1996 in Bombay, India. Sri Advaita Acharya, Appearance Day. Yeah. Here, in a place called Laos, which is now in the Tibet, thank God, it must be all very flat land. And Laos is also flat land, but it's just next to the border of Meghalaya, which is hills.
So you can see, if you go to that place, you'll see the flat land, and then in the distance, the hills. And Meghalaya is also one of the most rainy places in the world. And all the rain falls in 4 months. So it's not surprising that in the flatland below the hilly area, there are floods. Which is why there's no temple to admit an acharya in that place. Because every time an attempt is made to build a temple, the temple is built, when the rainy season comes, it gets washed away. That's also the reason why, one of two reasons why that kingdom, in the childhood of Advaita Acharya, that became broken down, the whole kingdom became dissolved. One reason was that because of constant floods. Another reason was because the tribal people from the hills come to attack that kingdom. So Advaita Acharya's father, he was a king, and he was a minister of the king, but like so many other brahmanas from Shilet, just like Srivas Pandit, Jagannath Mishra, they also left Shilet. At that time there was a migration of brahmanas to Navadvip. So Advaita Acharya also went to Navadvip, actually his father came to Shantipur, and then later Advaita Acharya also established a house at Navadvip. The two places are quite close, Shantipur and Navadvip. So there's some years Advaita Acharya lived there. It's in Laos. There's still one pond there. I don't know if it's the same original place because the site must have shifted so many times with the floods. But there's one place there, and I can't remember exactly which day of the year, but once a year there's a very big festival. So many people come to take part in that pond, because what had happened is, Advaita Acharya, in his childhood, his grandmother wanted to visit all the holy places of India for taking bath. But Advaita Acharya thought that it's too much troublesome for my old grandmother. So being God, he called all the holy places there. So just come here. All right, now grandmother, you take bath. All right. So once a year, all the holy places, they come to be present there, and everyone goes to take bath. So Advaita Acharya is describing these two verses. There are two important words here. One is Ishvara, and the other is Acharya. We hear Prabhupada, he gave two lectures on two consecutive days on these verses in Mayapur. And in one day, he expounded on Advaita Acharya being Ishvara. What is the meaning of Ishvara? What is the meaning? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the next day, he expounded on the word Acharya. What is the meaning of being Acharya? Sometimes people hear this name Advaita Acharya and they think it means that he's a follower of Shankaracharya. That is not true. Advaita, actually Shankaracharya's philosophy is that in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya we refer to that as Mayavada. And the followers of Shankaracharya themselves, they refer to it as Advaitavada. In other words, that the Supreme Absolute Truth, or not just the Supreme Absolute Truth, everything, because there is no Supreme Absolute Truth, because everything is absolute. So nothing is supreme. Everything is all the same, all as one. But actually, Advaita, this term is properly applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to some rubbish theory that these rubbish people follow. But Advaita means Advaita Madhutam Anadya Manam Tarupam Nityam Nasti. Satyam Ekam, is he our master? The Supreme Absolute Truth is one only. Supreme means he's one. There's no one equal to, no one greater. Asa Mori Deva. No one is equal to, no one is greater. The Supreme Absolute Truth is one only, and everything is non-different from Him. Mayavadi is they like to establish everything is one, so it's true that everything is non-different from Krishna. Still, it has to be said that everything is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is the substantive principle. And though everything is not different from Krishna, still Krishna is aloof from everything and the controller of everything. Shakti, Shakti, Matar, Vedaha. The energy and the energetic are not different. Still, the source of the energy is distinct from the energy. As much as the sun is non-different from the sun rays, but is still distinct from it. So Advaita Acharya, he is called Advaita because he is the Supreme Lord. He's not different from the Supreme Lord. And he's called Acharya because he preaches the cult of devotion. Actually, this term Acharya is properly applied to one who preaches the cult of devotion and who properly follows. Acharya, this word is derived from the word Achara, which means behavior. One who behaves properly, Sadachara. He can teach. Others can teach also. The teaching will not be effective. So Advaita Acharya, he is an Acharya because he teaches the cult of devotion by his very example. Advaita Acharya, in terms of our chronology, what we see, of course, all living beings are eternal, and especially Aja, Ajopi Sanavaya Nahi. Form of the Supreme Lord is unborn, eternal, indivisible. There is no birth or death for the Supreme Lord. His body is Satchidananda, eternal, ever existing. So, but at least according to our vision, Advaita Acharya is senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was born before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was of the same age as his father, who was superior in that sense. So even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had entered in Navadvip, Nadia, Advaita Acharya was the leader of the Vaishnavas. There were some Vaishnavas. Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Vaidas Thakur, Murari Gupta, there were some Vaishnavas who used to come together and discuss Krishna consciousness. And they were a minority group, a cult, they were involved in, a sect. Because most of the people at that time, living in Navadvip, although there was a traditional scholarly culture, which is not very much known nowadays in Navadvip, but at that time, Navadvip was a great place of learning. But the people, they were learned in Sanskrit, especially very much learned in logic, but they had no proper cultivation of spiritual learning. And they were very much interested in materialistic activities, worship of different demigods for material gain, and even so many degraded activities like worshipping dogs and stupid things like that. So, Advaita Acharya was the leader of the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, and they would regularly come together in their own group, and they would decry the paths of karma, jnana, and yoga. No. Asadi Atimam Yoga. Verses there. Uddhava, Gita, Lord Krishna said. Nasankhyam dharmam uddhava. All the other, whatever is there in the Vedas, by yoga, by Sankhya philosophy, by following Vanasham dharma, by all these different things, Krishna is not satisfied. So Advaita Acharya, as a true Acharya, he did the two things. Then later that is described as Nityananda Prabhu. Pring Pacharam of Pashanda Dalam. Greek art of a fruit Karen Brahman. Nityananda Prabhu was traveling here and there, preaching love of God and simultaneously cutting, smashing all those things which were non-devotional. So in the same way, Advaita Acharya, as a true Acharya, not a sentimentalist, he spoke against all other wrong ideas Anything which is wrong, he saw. This is wrong, and he showed why it is wrong. He preached on it. Just like you see, we have the Pranam Mantra for Bhakti Siddhanta Swami. Anything which is not completely in line with the understanding, proper understanding of scripture, as given by Rupa Goswami, you would cut them. That is the job of the Acharya, to cut out the wrong ideas. So Advaita Acharya was doing that, and simultaneously, he was gathering all the Vaishnavas for Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Prasadam. They would come together and discuss about Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and relish together Krishna Prasadam. So these are the activities of the Acharya to stand against everything. He must fight. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also. One time he came to Vrindavan in a motor car. Nowadays everyone goes. So many people go. That time, probably no one had been to Vrindavan in the car, because even the Rajas, who had a car in those days? Only the British, top British, and the big Raja. So it was only for very few people. So maybe even if a Raja was going to Vrindavan, then out of respect, it's not the system to go to a holy place in the car. You should go by walking, at least when he enters. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came in a car. So it was probably the first car to come. And everyone was shocked. Oh, you're going against the whole system. What are you doing? You think you're the king here? Krishna is the king. But he said, no, I've come to teach you how to follow Rupa Goswami. Yukta Vairagya. Everything should be used in the service of Krishna. So then again, there was one incident where this Bipin Bihari Goswami, in some lecture in Vrindavan, he said, we are from the Brahmin caste. And Raghunath Das Goswami is from Shudra caste. Therefore, we are better than him. He is simply a Shudra. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur hearing this, he fasted. He disgusted. I must protest. He protested against it. So his followers were saying that, why are you fasting? Just all right, you fasted. Just leave it now. Forget it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, I come in the big car proclaiming I am an Acharya. So I cannot take the facility of the Acharya unless I speak against all these things. I must protest. So Advaita Acharya, he was such an Acharya. He spoke against that which is to be spoken against, which is Yatayatam Yatpati Yatat Napati Yatam. Anything which is not fully Krishna conscious should be spoken against. So he did that, and simultaneously he preached the message of Krishna, Hari Kirtan, Krishna Katha. But he was feeling, look at all these lessons. They're worshipping dolls and so many stupid things. They're all victims of Kali Yuga. How to save them? Now Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can save them. That is why the incarnation started. But in the mood of a devotee, he was feeling himself insufficient to save all the fallen people. Therefore he thought, unless the original personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, comes, these people cannot be saved. They're too much for me. So he decided that I must try to bring Krishna. So with this viewing mind, he started worshipping Ganga, started worshipping Shalagram Shiva, offering Tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal, and calling out to Krishna with loud cries. Advaita Acharya is always described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hunka, he would call out very loudly in the kirtan. Very loudly he would call out the name of Krishna. So this time he was calling out, Krishna, Krishna, please come. Please come, you must come to save these people. So in response to the loud calling of Advaita Acharya, Sri Krishna came. Rajendra Nandam Ji, Shakti Shita Hailose, Balarama Hailanitai. Advaita Acharya was calling, and Vrajendra Nanda, the Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, he became Satchisuta, Jagannath Suta, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. There are many reasons for the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one reason, which in itself would have been sufficient, even if there had been no other reason, if because Advaita Acharya, in the mood of a devotee, not that because he's Mahavishnu he's controlling, because even Mahavishnu doesn't control Krishna. He calls it, as you see, Mahavishnu in Bhagavatam, it's described that when Krishna was present in Dwaraka, Mahavishnu, he wanted to see Krishna, but he didn't order who must come. He made some trick that Krishna came. He wasn't ordered. And when he came, he was also in a mood of great subservience. My dear Lord, don't mind that I made this little trick to call you. And I was very anxious to see you. And that way also, Krishna, when he was present, he traveled to so many different places. He traveled to the lower planets to see Kali Maharaj. He traveled to the Varuna to see Varuna. He went to all the coverings of the universe and all the different people in different planets to take his darshan. And sometimes he used to travel from Dwaraka to Mithila to Magad, to Bihar, on different pleas. In this way, whenever he was, then again he went to see that Mithila, Shukadev. So he was going here and there to Hastinapur from Dwaraka. So this way he was going to different places and different people had the opportunity to take his darshan. So in this way he was delivering so many people. So Mahavishnu, not that he's God and he's honoring Krishna who come, but because he is taking the mood of a devotee, then Krishna, he responds to the prayers of his devotee. That verse is that, what is it? Sulasi Dala Matra, the verse is that Chaitanya Chaitanya says that if one offers even one tulsi, tulasi dala, actually means right? You know, you offer the tulsi leaf, only that alone is sufficient. Krishna feels so much indebted. My devotee has offered me his love, one tulsi leaf. So Krishna feels so much indebted that he gives himself to the devotee. But what do you want? Now what do you want? So Advaita Acharya, considering this, he was offering tulsi leaves and Gangajal and calling and Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he appeared in this world, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, she went to take darshan of the young boy, the child of Sachidev, because they were friendly relationship. They were both, even now you see, it's like in our ISKCON Bombay, you'll find there's the Oriya group, the Bengali group, like this, maybe there's a Russian group. Birds of a feather flock together. So, from the external point of view, we may see also Advaita Acharya, Jagannath Mishra, very same age, Brahmins from the same area. So naturally, they had a very friendly relationship. Of course, not only that, eternally related. But they had a very good relationship, so Sita Thakurani came to see the newborn child, and when she saw, she was astonished that, except for the color difference, this child is Krishna. It's exactly the same. All the features are there. So she understood from the beginning. But out of some lila, Advaita Acharya, he was a little skeptical. He didn't believe. Others were saying this is God. Actually, even later, that came later. But Advaita Acharya, only later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he revealed himself before all the devotees. Then Advaita Acharya accepted that, yes, this is Krishna. Come again. Nimai, he is Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, he was always thinking how to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how I should offer my respectful obeisances. But he was very much frustrated because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, observing the formal etiquette, he would offer obeisances to Advaita Acharya, because Advaita Acharya was his father's age and the leader of the Brahmin community. So Advaita Acharya always felt very much frustrated. One time there was an incident. Advaita Acharya's secretary, personal secretary, Kamalakanta Vishas, he sent a letter to the king, the Gajapati Maharaja, Maharaj Pratapuri, saying that, "My dear sir, Advaita Acharya is the supreme personality of Brahma. It also happens that he has a debt to you of some 300 rupees. So in those days, 300 rupees doesn't mean just flip, flip, flip. Count 1, 2. Rupee meant one big gold coin. Worth a lot, so it's larger. So he said, "You, because he's God, so you shouldn't pressure him for this money. Let it go." So somehow or other, that letter came in the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very happy to see that Advaita Acharya was established as the Supreme Lord. But he was very angry at Kamalakanta Vishwas. "Then why, how are you saying that he has a debt? How can the Supreme Lord be in debt to anyone? What nonsense are you talking?" So he gave an order that this vow is rasa, Kamalakanta Vishwas. You should never, don't let him come in my presence. He's banned for talking such nonsense. So when Advaita Acharya heard, then he was upset with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Why? Why are you giving him so much mercy? That you're banning him. That means you have very, you're so angry with him. It means you become angry with someone if you have a very close relationship and they do something wrong. Then you express your anger. Otherwise, normally you won't express. Nowadays, so Advaita Acharya said, "You never gave such mercy to me." So Advaita Acharya, he was always thinking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming offering obeisances to me. I want to offer obeisances. I want to be in an inferior position. So then he thought, "What should I do that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chastise me also? This way show his love for me." So he thought, "What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really dislike?" And then he thought, "Well, Mayavada. He really dislikes Mayavada." So then he got one book, Yoga Vashishta, which is a book that is explaining the Mayavad. So then Advaita Acharya, who all his life had been preaching against Mayavad and showing how it's wrong, he started preaching that yes, everything is one, everything is God, everything is all the same, the aim of life is to become liberated and become God in this way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. He was not very happy. So one time, he floated down the river from Navadvip to Shani, jumped in the Ganga with Nitai. And Nitai became just like Ananta Shesh, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relaxing as they floated down the river. It went because Advaita Acharya's house was on the bank at Shantipur. So when they reached, just like this marines, they go in the sea and they land and jump in the direction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped out and he saw Advaita Acharya. He goes, "Oh, how wonderful. Nimai has come." And Nimai immediately started thrashing him, beating him. And Sita Thakurani, he became, "What are you doing? You'll kill him. He's an old man." So after giving him a good beating, "Why are you teaching this Mayavad philosophy?" Advaita Acharya said, "Thank you very much. I just wanted to be in an inferior position to you." So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little ashamed. So there are so many stories. One time that Shati Mata, she was very upset with Advaita Acharya because her eldest son, who had survived, Vishwarupa, he had left home to become a sannyasi. Now, mothers, they're generally not very happy when their sons leave home to become Krishna conscious. So, Vishwarupa had left home, and Shachi Mata was blaming Advaita Acharya because Advaita Acharya was always preaching bhakti, surrender to Krishna, this material world is all maya. So Vishnu used to go and hear, and then he took sannyas. So Shachi Mata was always afraid. That her Nimai would go to Advaita Acharya's house. We'd all say, all right, you can go, but don't spend very much time there. Come back immediately. She was afraid that if he spends too much time with Advaita Acharya, then he'll also become a sannyasi. So in this way, sometimes she was complaining among her lady friends that this Advaita Acharya, he preached to my son, he spoiled his brain, he was going to be a good man, and just become a good Brahmin and look up at his parents, and then he took some gas. It's all Advaita Acharya's fault. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, and he chastised his mother. But now you're making Vaishnava parah. You shouldn't say anything against him. And he explained to her, if you make Vaishnava parah, then all your spiritual life will be spoiled. He explained in great detail. So then Shachi Mata became afraid. But what should I do? I made such offenses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told her, you should just take the dust from his feet and put it on your head. That will free you from the offenses. So Shachi Mata was always trying to get the opportunity, but Advaita Acharya would never allow her. She said, mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can I allow to touch my feet? So eventually Shachi Mata got the chance. At one time Advaita Acharya, he was dancing in ecstasy in kirtan. Then in ecstasy, he fell down on the ground, stunned. So Shachi Mata came up and took the dust, put on the head. Yes, now I'm releasing him. So this way, Advaita Acharya, from the very beginning, he was one of the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are also very interesting how he was behaving with Nityananda Prabhu. Now the mundane scholars, the rascals, they always misunderstand because they're covered by man. Aham Prakash Sahaja Sip, Yoga Maya Rudha Yamadi Jana. Those who are rascals, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Advaita Acharya, if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, he'd always have some fighting with Nityananda, always making some, calling each other bad names, insulting each other. Apparently, actually, it's just like some joking, just like friends. Sometimes friends, they have a relationship where they're always joking with each other, calling each other bad names, but it's all jokes. It's like Subhag Maharaj and Vajendra Nanda Maharaj. They're from the very beginning, they're friends. In 1970, they joined together in London. So whenever they meet, if you see them, you think, oh, they never say anything bad about anybody. When they come together, they're always calling each other bad names and chastising each other and insulting each other. But actually, it's because they have very close relationship. They're very closest of friends. So they have this relationship. They're always going like that. The same thing, Nityananda and Advaita, they'd always be calling each other bad names and making jokes about each other like this. So that's described in different places. That Nityananda, he would say that just like they're sitting to take prasad, and Nityananda would say that I don't think this is very good for my bhakti. I'm sitting next to this smarter Brahmin. And then Advaita Acharya said, well, as far as me being a smarter Brahmana, all my respect as a Brahmana is finished now that I'm sitting next to you. Because you're such a vagabond. That if anyone comes to hear that I'm sitting eating next to you, they'll reject me from the Brahmin society. So I'll have to become an avadhoot madman like you. So like this, they were always insulting each other. But that was simply expression of love. And Advaita Acharya also, from the very beginning, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at the end also, he was involved as describing the Janitradamata. And Vaidyacharya was living in Bengal, Mahaprabhu was living in Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been enacting his pastimes in Puri for so many years. Then one time, one devotee came from Bengal. There was some message for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Advaita Acharya. And the message was that that rice is no longer required in the market. That the market was there, everyone has come who wanted rice, they have taken, so now the market should be closed. It was written in poetry. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this, and everyone thought, what funny thing is he writing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a rice merchant. Why is he writing this thing? So then they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you know what is the meaning of this? And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that Advaita Acharya, he's very expert in writing poems that even I cannot understand the meaning of. And he's a brahmana, he performs pujas. So in a puja, just like you'll see, they have the Ganesh. They call any deity. They have this system. They'll make some clay. They'll make a deity. They'll worship for a few days. And then visarjan. They'll throw in the sea or the river. They'll send the deity away. So he says he's a ritualistic pujari. He calls deities. And after some time, he sends them away again. So then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he understood that, what this means is that Advaita Acharya, now he's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he called him to come, now you should wind up your pastimes. So Swarup Damodar Goswami became very sorry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after that, even though his activities, they're already divyonma, they're already transcendental madness. After that, his transcendental madness became even more and more, and he passed away, left this world, whatever, how he left. That's not described by Krishna's Kaviraj Vasana. So Advaita Acharya, all the way from the beginning up to the end, he is remembered as the principal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, come to enjoy the mood of serving Krishna. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he comes with all his associates. Pancatat Patnakam Krishna, Bhakta Lupasurupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes personally, he comes with his first expansion, Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram. He comes with a Mahavishnu who represents all the other incarnations, because all the incarnations there, they come through the agency of the Purusha Avatar. He comes with this internal potency represented by Radhakrishna. And he comes with all his devotees, headed by Shivas, who is now the leader of the world. Hare Krishna. Anyone else like to say? Advaita Acharya used to call him a different name. Are you thinking of Pundarik Vidyaniki? That's all right. His name in his, he is known as Manga. In his childhood, he was known as Manga. His Manga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Advaita Acharya a different name. I don't know.
The meaning is,
because when he used to house,
Nara
is one name he used to call Nara.
Nara, something like that.
Jaya Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jaya.